And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. This is a Broncos fan forum. I'm Dave Logan, along with the head coach of the Denver Broncos, Gary Kubiak. We're going to be taking some calls from season ticket holders and interested Bronco fans. Want to ask Coach Kubiak a number of questions. First of all, how's the first probably 3 months been in this transition?
It's been pretty hectic, Dave, but no, it's going good. Getting ready for the draft right now and a couple weeks away, and looking forward to that. But the offseason got started this week. The guys have been great. Everybody's in here working, and just looking forward to, you know, getting on the field here come OTA time.
You mentioned the draft in a couple of weeks. Got to be an exciting time because that's always an opportunity to sort of replenish the roster, so to speak.
You know, now we get a chance. We got 10 draft choices, counting our compensatory. So add some young players to our team, get better from that standpoint. And obviously, we'll pick up a few college free agents along the way. But, you know, slowly put things together, Dave, and then get ready to put the whole thing together come OTA. We have ground to make up, you know, new staff, new teaching, new system. But the players are all in, and it's been very good.
We're going to get a question from Lonnie. Lonnie is from Aurora and has been a season ticket holder of the Broncos for 45 years. Go ahead, Lonnie.
And with the advent of C.J. Anderson coming out as strong as he's been, I'm wondering what your take is going to be on the mix of pass versus run.
Well, first off, I think being physical is something that wins all the time in our league. You know, so that's something we're going to be committed to, whether, you know, regardless of who's running the ball, and that starts up front. And C.J. was very impressive to me, you know, with his time late in the season as a starter. I think he's got a bright future. But that's something that he's going to have to continue to hang on to and perform at a high level, because there's a couple guys behind him that played well also. But, you know, I think running the football, being physical, whether it's offensively or defensively, gives you an excellent chance to be successful week in and week out in this league.
With the draft coming up within the next couple of weeks, I'm wondering, what are your thoughts about drafting in general and specifically on the offensive line?
But the thing I really like moving forward is we're going to be very competitive. There's some good young players here that did not see much time last year that I know we're expecting a lot of good things out of. So we're going to create a very competitive environment. We do have a few guys returning. And when it comes to the draft, you know, obviously you're always trying to get your football team better. Entering the draft, we just need to make sure that we're putting the best possible players we can on this football team. And we'll work through any situation that we have, or we may, you know, feel like, hey, we've got to, you know, improve this area or make up for this particular situation on our football team. But just make sure we're getting better in the draft. And John and Matt have done a great job. I've been working with them the last month preparing for this draft, and I'm very impressed with the way they go about it.
I don't know if Osweiler is going to have a more of an opportunity to play, or will Peyton, you know, be a part of the process of kind of help training him more, or is that maybe not a question that will be answered further on down the road as you go into camp?
Well, this is my first week, Rosie, to actually be in a meeting room with, you know, with Peyton and Brock. I haven't been able to, you know, we haven't been able to have contact with them from a football standpoint until we got started this week. But I've been very impressed with, you know, their relationship, you know, Peyton working with him, working with Zach. You know, I think it's time for Brock to take a big step as a player. I mean, he's had a lot of times in this league, these young quarterbacks don't get the opportunity to, I don't want to use the word sit, but to be behind a player of Peyton's status and learn before they get their opportunity in this league. A lot of guys get pushed into tough situations kind of quick. So I think Brock needs to take advantage of this, but he's going to be very competitive. I'm very impressed with his skills. I'm very impressed with how hard he works in the classroom. I know he's got all the ability. And, you know, I'm looking forward to watching that take place. So Brock feels like he's a starter in this league, and he's going to get his opportunity someday, but he's got to continue to work toward that.
I'm guessing in your mind you feel like you're pretty much on schedule, even though it's not your first rodeo, so to speak, but it is your first time back here as a head coach. Have things gone the way you'd hoped?
Yeah, I feel very comfortable, Dave. I just think that, first off, being familiar with the coaches, you know, that I brought in, and then the guys that stayed here, they were so important, you know, Tyke and Eric and Clance and, you know, from that standpoint, they really helped us with the team organizationally, you know, just how they do things. I think we meshed very, very quickly. We were ready as coaches probably a month ago from a football standpoint, playbook-wise and those type of things. So we got an extra mini camp coming up here in 2 weeks, and we're really going to use that time just to teach. And, you know, looking forward to, what, less than 2 weeks now, we'll be adding to our football team in the draft and get those guys going. But the players have been exceptional. They're all here. One of the things I'm really, really impressed with this week, good teams have peer pressure. This football team has a lot of peer pressure, just me watching it throughout the group, watching guys work and their attention to detail. So, like I said, just proud to be a part of it. Love the guys we're working with, and we as coaches just looking forward to